Our news magazine, Sound Ideas, comes your way at noon and 6 today. Lil Ed Williams and his band, the Blues Imperials, emulate the Chicago house rockin' style of fellow Alligator Records great Hound Dog Taylor and Lil Ed's uncle, Delmark recording artist J.B. Hutto. In this Sound Ideas preview, I caught up with Williams ahead of the Blues Imperials headlining show at the Front Street Music Festival in downtown Bloomington Saturday night. Lil Ed says he learned this house rockin' style of slide guitar from Hutto. It's a style that fascinated him from a young age when Hutto and other family members would play at family gatherings.
I had a girl, she was so fine, she took me home to wine and dine.
He also learned the ins and outs of the music business from his uncle, and that distinctive fez he wears during shows, that too is an homage to Hutto.
Well, the thing was, I was always trying to make them myself, and I couldn't really get them right because either they were too heavy or they were too tall. I had made a couple, and they was, one was really tall, like a tower, and the other one was, I made it out of a coat, I think it was, and it was so heavy, I could barely hold my head up. And then when I got married, my wife started to make them, and she made them right.
I would have guessed you'd just go out and buy the fez, but you make your own fez, or at least your wife does
right
now.
Right, you can't buy them because all of them's got tassels on them and they got pointy tops. My fez has got a straight round top.
Well, you hit with Alligator in the mid-1980s, right? Right, but that was after JB passed away, but you were still playing around Chicago before then.
Well, I was doing little stuff, you know, just going in clubs, and Uncle JB would take me to these clubs and he'd make me get up and play a few notes, you know.
What I'm wondering, Ed, did J.B. ever get to see you in some of those clubs before he passed away?
Yeah, he did. He'd come to a couple of clubs on the west side because I was doing them little bitty clubs on the west side. I'd be in there playing, and people would just be kind of like sitting around talking. You know, they weren't really paying that much attention to me. What was fascinating, Uncle J.B. would come in there, and he'd literally cuss the people out. You know, he... these boys up here trying to make you guys have a good time, and y'all ignore them. What is the problem? And then he'd tell me, he'd say, go get my guitar. And I'd go get his guitar, and then I'd rhythm for him, and Puka would bass for him, and we'd light the place on fire. JB would just light the place up. It was amazing.
On the train, I got to get on board. My baby, she done left me. She left me this time for sure. Hold that train. I got to ride it.
It's Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials here on WGLT Sound Ideas. We're talking with Lil Ed from his home in Chicago. If you don't mind, I want to get a little personal.
Okay.
When we've talked in the past, you talked about, you know, your father left at a very young age, and you were raised, if I remember right, by your grandma and your aunt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You also talked about how your extended family has been so loving and supporting over the years. What was it like to be a young kid and your father wasn't there? And you know that he wasn't there because he left.
Well, you know, at that age, I think I was 6 years old. I think I remember telling you. And I heard my mom, and because my mom would come visit me when I was staying with my auntie and my grandmother. Well, my great-grandmother and my auntie. I remember hearing my mom and my dad kind of arguing a little bit. I can't recall what it was at that time, but I remember him said to me, I'll see you in a couple of weeks, and I didn't see him no more.
That's Lil Ed Williams of Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials. More of this conversation happens during WGLT Sound Ideas at noon and 6 today. Lil Ed headlines the Front Street Music Fest Saturday night.